Blog Talk Radio.
To breakfast, guys. No, we're coming to the end.
again.
When will I see you again?
Good evening, Yisrael family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Rara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. I'll remind everyone to grab your study tools, your iPads, notepads, pens, pencils, highlighters, all those things that you would need for a good study. And if you can hear me, give me a sign. Let me know that everything is cool, everything is clear. Thank you. I'm going to start with an opening prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for protecting us through the course of this week. Thank you for the lessons and the blessings you've shared with us throughout the course of the week. Thank you for the loving kindness that you've shown us throughout the course of this week. But ultimately, we thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning to see the shining sun, to see another day period. We thank you, Father, for all the things that we've done throughout the course of this day, bringing honor and truth to your son, Yahushua, and bringing people to the knowledge of the know of who you are, O Father. We thank you for that opportunity that you've given us on this day to bring people to another understanding of that the Shabbat day is coming. And this is the day in which you said that you would give us rest and that you will meet with us. So this is the day in which you rest. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us this holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again, Yisrael, listening audience, and family. Woo! It's been a long time since I've had this moment to come before you and bring a little idea or a little thought. But throughout these last few weeks, I don't even know how many it's been. I just know it's been pretty interesting for me. And throughout those weeks, hopefully throughout the course of the next couple of weeks, I have an opportunity to share the things that the Father has shared with me and bringing me to another understanding of who he is and who his son is and a little bit more about his word. Ultimately, what he has shown me is a little bit more about myself, about me. And so hopefully throughout the course of these next 6 weeks, you'll learn a little bit about me. And when I'm learning about me, it's like some of the things that other people tend to go through. Sometimes I, as an individual, think that I'm the only one that's going through the things that I'm going through. And that's when you're going through it, you think that. But when the smoke clears and the the waters run smooth and quietly, and you can hear things, you realize that you're not the only one that goes through these situations. But at the same time, the Father allows us to go through certain situations over and over and over again. Sometimes you need to learn some things. And right now, that's one of the things that he is bringing me to. I understand that the situations that I've been going through, been through them before. And that's where this lesson is coming from. It's coming from that. And the word or the concept of this particular lesson is endurance. Course of the years, I've done that, called myself an athlete at times and did certain things. And one of the things that at being an athlete, depends on the type of athlete you are, determines on how do you train for that particular, event or skill set that you're doing. And that's the same thing as being a believer in the Most High, believing in His truth and walking according to His path. There's levels of endurance that we have to go through. And in the beginning of our walk, we tend to make mistakes. Why? Because in all initial training, you think you know, but you don't really know. You have to pay attention to the instructions that's being given to you by the one that's assisting you in preparing for the feat or the task at hand. Just like, like I said, an athlete, you have a coach, and this coach is giving you advice on how to get your strength training up, get your endurance up, and, get your heart rate right. And as you go through these things, sometimes you mess up. And so one of the things that scripture came to my mind was when starting Matthew's chapter 24, verse 13. And it reads, "But he who endures to the end will be saved." And this is the scripture that came to my mind, but it came to my mind, and it came in light of, I'm not too sure, I believe in the scripture. But I think when I read it, it led me to this. But we're talking about to the swift. This walk is not for the swift. It's like a marathon. Because there's two different types of training, especially when you're a runner. You have the short distance runner, and you have the long distance runner. With a short distance runner, his thing is all about speed. Speed. And sometimes when you get into this walk, people jump into it with real speed. They jump in it. They want to learn this, they want to learn that. They want to learn this, they want to learn that. They want to learn this, they want to learn that. The Messiah gave us a parable in regards to that also. These people tend to fall off the run. They tend to not want to do it any longer because when they snatch up so much information that they're responsible for, then those trials and those being proven come upon them, and it proves them to be unknowledgeable. But then you have that person that's preparing for a marathon. The person that's preparing for a marathon, he runs, he's not jumping out there running real fast. He's running real slow, a real slow, consistent pace. And I've done the running thing before. And the thing about running, you have to get your body into a rhythm. So your breathing has to be in line with your running, and your heart rate has to be in line with your breathing, you don't want to be taking in too much air, because that's going to dry your mouth out, it's a number of things when you begin to start running. That's why they say, with a kid, raising a kid or teaching a child to walk, first you got to crawl, then he has to, then he has to stand up, and then he has to walk, get his balance together. Then he to put one foot in front of the other, keep maintaining his balance, and taking multiple steps. And when he get that walking together, then all of a sudden he starts to run. And that's the same thing as, you know, we as believers and walking with the Most High, walking with Yahushua, studying and learning different prophets. See, because those different prophets, we see their levels of endurance and what the Father had them to do. See, but because the book is still being written, we're not seeing for exactly what's being written down about us. We're just going through the trials and the tribulations and our endurance training. Some of us been in here, you know, taking this walk for a little longer than others. And their training is still takes place. Day in, day out, day in. Yeah. So going back to the scripture, Matthew 24:13, and it's, "But he who endures to the end will be saved." And in this particular scripture, we're going to look at the word endures. And I looked it up. I looked up quite a few, you know, words, but they're all similar. They all tend to connect with the word endurance. And in the Greek lexicon, the word is 5278. And it is huponio. And it means to stay behind, to await, endure, to remain behind, to stand my ground, show endurance, endure, bear up, persevere. Another definition, this has come from your help word study, and it's the same word, apunio, and it literally means remain under the load, bearing up, enduring. For believers, this uniquely happens by God's power. See, we have to understand that the Father gives us the power to endure. He gives us the power to endure. He assists us. And one of the things we have to realize that we're getting assistance. All this endurance and all these things that we're doing are not by our own power. See, it's that power that dwells within us that assists us in overcoming, to stand the ground, to persevere. You know, sometimes we as individuals, we think that it is our own power that we're standing on. But it's not our power. It's the spirit that dwells within us that's enduring and assisting us. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. And this is another word connected to endurance. And it's it says, "By your endurance, you will win your lives. You will win your lives." And the word in this particular scripture is endurance, whereas the first one was endure. This is endurance. And that word in your Greek lexicon is 5281. And it's hupone. And it means to remain behind, be patient, enduring. Endurance, steadfast, patient, waiting for. And the help word study definition for this particular word, it says, properly remaining under, endurance, steadfast, especially as Elohim enables the believer to remain endure under the challenges he allots in life. So, one of the things that he does is he gives us tests. He challenges us to see whether or not we want to be in his word. whether or not we truly believe him, believe in his word, believe in his son. So we go through different situations, ups and downs, turnarounds. You see, another thing that, you know, brought this on, I think I might have already said it, you know, at this point in my life, I realized that, you know, I'm going through, as they say, a cycle. As the scriptures say, there's nothing new under the sun. And everything under the sun is here on earth. And that everything goes in cycles. And where I'm at right now, it seems like that cycle, I'm going past a point that I've already been at. And let me know that, especially because I've recognized I'm at a point where I've already been. And because I've already been at this particular point in my life, I'm striving, you know, the Father gives me time to sit back and reflect. And as I'm reflecting, I'm realizing that I don't want to make the same mistakes that I made last time. I want to do things a little better, much better, take advantage of the opportunities that are being offered to me. And that's what happens to us all. When we sit back and reflect on the things that we're going through, and then we realize that, hey, I've been down this road before. I've been down this street before. I need to change some things. And seeing that's what we have to do. We have to change things within ourselves. You know, we say that we want to get, you know, and as we change things, as we're learning, that we get rid of those things, you know, as the Father say, put it in the fire, burn it up. You know, we don't save them and put them somewhere else so we can grab them again and put them back in our minds, put them back in our pockets. No, we're supposed to get rid of those things and put new stuff or allow that spirit to fill us in that area in which we have just vacated or cleaned up. And the more that we allow his spirit to fill us up, the easier it becomes to recognize those things that are not of him. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 to 4. And bear in mind, we're dealing with, you know, endurance. But in this particular these scriptures, it's going to go to another definition that we had for endure, which was persevere. And it reads, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with Abba through our Master Yahushua, through whom we also have our access by faith into this grace in which we stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of Abba. Not only this, but we also rejoice in our suffering, knowing that our suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, proving character. And proving character, hope. So we're going to go to, in this particular scripture, perseverance, which is 5281 in your Greek lexicon. I think I already read it. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. Yep, I already read it. So, read it again. No, I don't have to read it again because it's going back to what we was talking about earlier. We're dealing with the perseverance. Because the perseverance and endurance is similar. But this is telling us, showing us how we're going to overcome it. And we're overcoming it with the Spirit of God, Spirit of Yahushua, through our faith. See, a lot of times we don't realize the power that our faith has. And how our faith assists us in so much of our life. You know, many times we talk about that word, Yeah, that word is definitely on point. That word. See, but it's our faith first. See, that faith blocks things. Plus, that faith can also be used as a weapon. It can be used to protect you from things coming at you. It can also protect you. Be used as a source to overcome a situation. And we have to continue to build our faith. Persevere with our faith. You can't hear me? Sorry about that. Hello? Are you still here? Hello? All right, I apologize. Just going back to dealing with perseverance in our faith. You know, our faith is a lot. Sometimes, you know, our faith begins to be wavered, caught up in our own thoughts. You know, sometimes we tend to put those, you know, that wavering moment on the adversary. You know, but we have to understand that the adversary, yes, he does tempt us. He does put things in our way. But at the same time, we have to realize that we as individuals are our own problem. And sometimes the things that we do and we think is our own problem, is our own fruition. And because we're so used to putting the blame on someone else, it becomes real easy to put it on Hasatan, the opponent, the enemy. Because we don't want to look in the mirror and see ourselves as being our own enemy to ourselves. But as we sit back and reflect and endure this journey with the Father and endure this journey with Yahushua, and then endure the journey through his word, and endure the journey that he's given us called life, we will realize that our faith in him, faith in his word, will assist us in overcoming the things of our mind. As the scriptures talk about, how does a young man cleanse his ways? He cleanses ways by cleaving to the Torah and allowing the Torah to clean him up. Putting that word in him, putting Yahushua in his mind, and understanding that Yahushua assists him in overcoming all obstacles that's in front of him. James chapter 1, verse 12. It reads, blessed is a person who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Master promised to those who love him. Stop at this word, approved. See, when we use that term, understanding that word, approved means it tests you. It's a test. And when we overcome those tests or those temptations that's put before us, and we come out unscathed, or we come out victorious, that crown of life is given to us, and that life is a life in the kingdom. We got Yahushua said, it is best to be written in the book of life. Book of life. So this is a crown of life that's being given to us. Why? Because we are overcoming. We are enduring these tests that are being given to us. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. And it reads, do not be afraid of the things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have oppression for 10 days. Be faithful to death, and I will give you crown of life. In this particular scripture, we're going to stop at this word called the word prison. The word prison in this particular scripture is 5438 in your Greek lexicon. And it is phuleke. Phuleke. And it means a guarding, a guard, a watch. Usage, watching, keeping guard, a guard, prison, imprisonment. Concretely, guarding the act, the person figuratively, the place, the conditions, or especially the time, a division of the day or night, literally or figuratively, cage, holding, imprisonment, watch. So in this particular scripture, or this definition, the word watch jumped out at me. See, we are being watched by the adversary. And because we're being watched, he's paying attention to our deeds. He's paying attention to what we do. Paying attention on how we deal with situations, how we overcome them, and how we don't. And the Father tells us in this scripture that as long as we're faithful to his word, faithful, as it says, to death, he said he's going to give us that crown of life. See, we understand, and we should understand by now, that we all have a common enemy, and it's the adversary and his minions. The opponent, Satan, Beelzebub, whatever you want to, you know, he has, as he said, a variety of titles and names, but at the same time, we understand that he is the opponent, and the opponent is always watching us. We recently learned in one of the lessons, in talking about various animals, you know, we've had these lessons many times as far as, you know, the unclean animals, the clean and unclean animals, the dietary laws. But the Father lets us know in regards to these particular animals why we're not supposed to eat these animals and the different characteristics that these animals have. And recently, Rob was teaching, and he brought up the ostrich. And when he looked the word ostrich up, I believe he was talking about how this particular animal just sits back and watches, pay attention, just watches, observing, patience, watching that character. You see, and this is what one of those things that the adversary is doing. He's constantly watching us, watching us, watching us, watching us, just like the Father is watching us. Watching us to see what we're going to do. The Father assists us where the adversary is trying to hinder us and harm us. And this is one of the reasons why we put on the full armor, the whole armor of the Most High, the full armor of Yahushua. At the same time, taking on those characters of the fruit of the Spirit. See, because when we're taking these characters on and putting our armor on, it's not, we become secure in Yahushua. Because we know that Yahushua has already won the battle. He's already caused the adversary to flee. He's already caused the adversary to regret that he's made. especially his decision that he made in regards to dealing with the Messiah and dealing with humanity. But just as the adversary is watching, we should be watching also. Watching what we do and make sure that we're doing those things that are pleasing in the sight of the Father. Because we want the Father to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Family, friends, continue to walk according to the ways of Abba. Continue to stand on his word. Continue to walk this walk of faith. See, because as you get older, that's one of the things I'm learning now that I'm older. When I was younger, oh yeah, I used to do the sprint thing. I was pretty fast for a moment. Then I started getting a little older, then the sprint thing became a thing of the past because I was like, woo! But then I started running a little longer distance. I never did any marathons, but, you know, I used to, you know, run about 10 miles a day and things of that nature at a decent rate. Now, don't do too much running, but I do a lot of walking. See? And that's where I'm at now in life, going this walking in the ways of the Most High, paying attention to the things that I'm doing, trying not to make the same mistakes that I've made in the past. As we learn, we endure. And as we see what this scripture says, we'll go back up to it. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. We'll go to verse 3. Not only this, but we also rejoice in our suffering, knowing that the suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, proving character. And proving character, hope. You can continue it because it says some other things. But in this particular scripture, the reason why I chose it was in regards to perseverance. We have to persevere. Every day is not going to be a great day, but every day is a good day that the Father gives us. A good day. A good day to see where we are with Him. Where we are. When we compare ourselves with that word. For many of us, we study differently. We travel differently. But to speak his word and speak according to his spirit is universal for us as long as his spirit dwells within us. See, he chose us all for a particular reason. We all have different characters, different understandings, different ways of learning. And as a good supervisor, I'm going to say no, as a good manager of people, but that's what the Father is, a manager of people. He knows where to put his people at to get his will accomplished. And he passes that information down to Yahushua. Because Yahushua sees the picture also. Just like different that we've read in regards to when Abraham went to offer up Isaac. But Isaac also seen the mountain in which he was going to be offered up on. He's seen the picture. Yahushua sees the picture. And he maneuvers us and puts us in the places where we need to be so that the Father's will can be accomplished. Good vessels for the Father. Good vessels for Yahushua. Let us not be afraid of being rebuilt. Because in the beginning, we might have been a small vessel, couldn't hold but so much. But as we endured and things were removed from us, now he had some space to put some more information. So what did he do? Remolded you, created you, beat a bigger vessel so that you could hold more. Giving you a little more responsibility. As it says, as we endure, as we get older, we gain more wisdom. We get more experiences. We have more to share. More information to help others with. However, we have to be in a position and present ourselves to one another in a manner in which we can all speak freely to one another. Where one doesn't have a problem with communicating with another brother or sister, communicating with them in the right and proper order. These are things that we learn in the scriptures. These are things that should be adhered to. These are things that we've learned over the years, endured over the years. But sometimes, as humanity or as individuals, we don't learn the thing that we're supposed to learn at the time in which we learned it. But eventually, we understand. And when we understand, we apply it in the manner in which it needs to be applied. From here, we're going to go. This is the last scripture of the night. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. And it reads, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of Abba, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries on him, because he cares for you. Be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful. I was talking about earlier, because just as that sir is watching you, we have to watch him. And it reads, be watchful, for the adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See, when we take that and we go to, as we say, what's it called, Wild Kingdom, or out there in the animal world, as an animal gets old, gets slow, gets sick, you know. And that lion, or those animals of prey, you know, they prey on the old and feeble. Let us not be complacent in what we're doing. Let us always be fresh and vibrant, ready, as the scriptures say, ready to give an answer. Ready. Ready. Because many brothers and sisters and put out there, we are at war. The war never stops. The adversary never stops. He never sleeps. We sleep. He never sleeps. And in the meantime and between time, let us stand firm in his word. That word of Yahushua. That word of Yahweh. And may it become a part of us. So that when we do sleep, his word is in our minds. It's turning over and over and over again as we sleep, as we slumber. So when he wakes us back up, it's right there waiting. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope everyone has acquired some information this night as the Sabbath approaches. May Abba talk with you on this Sabbath day and bring you understanding that you need to continue to uplift his son, Yahushua, and uplift his name and his glory within your household and within your mind. May he continue to strengthen you in his ways and in his truth. May he continue to strengthen us in his will and in his truth so that we too can be unified as he and his son is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Merciful Father, as we come before thee as the Sabbath day approaches, we ask thee, O Father, to continue to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. Continue to allow your spirit to dwell with us and up with us. Be upon our homes, the things that you've given us. May we emulate thy son, Yahushua, by showing his love to our friends, family, and one another. May we continue to assist in the rebuilding, in the building of Israel. May we continue to share the wisdom that you've given us with the Israel. For the knowledge that you've given us, O Father, it's not ours. It is yours. May we not be like our forefathers and take that knowledge and even in a closed fist. May we keep that knowledge and open our hands and share it, so that we can continue to get more and more of your knowledge and more of your ways to share with those in whom you have chosen, to prepare them for the war and to strengthen them for the war. Father, we ask thee to continue to protect us from dangers seen and unseen, both in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. Strengthen us in your will. Strengthen us in your wings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, seed of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the resurrected the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber as the Sabbath comes in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctors, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, cause his hand is on me and he's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe.
Before
the best in me. When